Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Philippians chapter 3 today, verses 12 through 14. Philippians 3, verses 12 through 14. Paul says, "Not that I've already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." As we saw at the end of yesterday's challenge, none of us should be satisfied with just being saved, and we shouldn't be just happy we're going to heaven. Paul said, no, there should be a hunger for more. He wanted the believers to know the hope to which they're called, the glorious inheritance in the saints, and the mighty power available to us who believe, that same power that rose Jesus from the dead that lives within us. And he wants Christians to live in that power, with that hope, with that understanding, and a hunger for knowing him more. And Paul, as we saw yesterday, said, "And I'm willing to share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, so that no matter how I get to heaven, even if it means through suffering, that I may go, because I just want to go be with him." And then he says, "Not that I'm already there or that I've already obtained this understanding. I press on. I forget what's behind, straining toward what lies ahead." Paul was not satisfied with just being saved. He lived, folks, for the bema seat, the judgment seat of Christ. He wanted to hear the well done by God. And so Paul was seeking God's reward. We see that here. "I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." He saw the time when he would go and experience the face-to-face with Jesus, which, by the way, meant he was going to go stand at the judgment seat of Christ. He saw that as the prize, but he also wanted that to be a day of reward, not day of loss or day of sorrow. He had already written in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, we see that there's going to be those who suffer loss when Jesus judges. After our salvation, he judges what God was wanting to do through us, whether we let him or not. And many of us will suffer loss because we just were satisfied that we were saved. But Paul, all along, had a hunger to be rewarded. In Philippians chapter 1, verses 21 through 23, Paul says, "For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. And if I'm to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which shall I choose? I can't tell. I'm hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and to be with Christ, for that is far better." You see how he wrestled with it? He wanted to be with Christ because that'd be great. But he also knew that if he stayed in the body, that means he gets more reward down the road, more fruitful labor. At the end of his life, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8, he now realizes that his time for departure has come. And he says, "For I'm already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Folks, let me say this to you. Don't just be satisfied with the fact that you're saved and you're going to heaven and that's good enough for you. When I was a young boy in a little church up in Milton, New Hampshire, there were older ladies in that church who used to always say, "I'm just happy that I'm saved. I'm just happy that I'm going to go to heaven one day. That's good enough for me. That's all I want." And you know what? As a young boy, I thought, what spiritual ladies? They're just satisfied with their salvation and that's enough. And now I've come to realize they were lazy. The Bible over and over says that we need to not only say, "Well, I'm saved," we need to hunger for more. We need to grow in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to grow in our love for each other. We need to be willing to strain toward what is ahead, striving for reward, wanting to hear their well done, knowing we're going to experience the judgment seat of Christ and not wanting to be sad at that day. We're going to receive crowns, which we're going to be able to lay at his feet. But what are you going to be able to lay at the feet of Jesus? What will you reward will you have? What will be on your crown after you've been saved? Were you just satisfied to be saved? The Bible says those will still get into heaven, but they will suffer loss. Folks, I want to challenge you today with Paul's words, forgetting what's behind, straining toward what's ahead. Boy, that's helpful for you and me that probably have wasted some years and haven't really been letting God do in us what he wanted to do because we've been lazy. We've grieved the Spirit. We've quenched the Spirit. Oh, but there's hope for today. His mercies are new every morning. Are you willing to live today and turn around and say, "Look, Lord, I want to strive. Give me the grace. I want to live to see you happy and pleased with what you're able to do in and through me as I hunger for more of you." Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.